Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, it's hump day. So exciting. I told you.
Hi.
I told you.
Right.
What'd I tell you? I told you.
I don't know. Our text number's 800-400-3697. I just got frozen out of texting with the missus.
What do you mean?
Yes. Well, I was making some jokes, and then I went one too far and got the frowny face emoji, and then I went one more too far,
Vinny.
And now I'm not being
read us the whole thread.
No, I cannot do that.
We need to talk this out.
It's not.
Now you know how I feel when I send her messages from the morning show. She doesn't respond to anything I say either. I don't know why she's like that. Seems to be a trend.
Yeah, she just...
Why is she
touchy?
Like,
why is she so sensitive?
She just jumped off the phone completely. I mean...
Right through it.
You want me to write her a Facebook message so why'd you freeze out Vinny?
Yeah,
you're treating him like
do
you treat
it.
The morning show.
Yeah, right there.
That's, I'm sure, going to be very helpful.
Oh, it'll help
she
us.
She didn't like it that day when, I asked her to invite us to a bunch of stuff. Yeah. And I said, we've known him longer than you.
Make sure she knows that she's invited to the 4th of July. Because I'm sure Vinny will not convey that.
I will, of course, convey it, and we will be there.
Oh. Is this a commitment?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Maybe I should set up some chairs on the lawn, like, and you know, make it look like a place that you could get married in.
Nah, you don't need to do that. I will
just
tell you
just to give
you
her
this,
the idea.
Like,
it's her
too,
idea.
Right, Yuzi?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
All right. So, I mean, I would love to be there, and I will.
We have the next day off, so yeah.
When stuff starts to get ugly, I'm out of there, but you
Dick
know what
it,
I mean.
No, nothing gets ugly.
Oh, really?
No,
yeah,
it
I'm
doesn't.
I'm sure you guys are such sippers, right?
We are sippers.
I'm good for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I leave after 2 hours.
Listen, Dick
That's
and Chumley.
You've had too many?
That's when I'm just like, all right, I'm going to get out of here. And then plus, you know, it starts to get dark, and I just want to go.
Right.
Traffic.
We put lights
John
in the deck for you.
To pull me
we
up.
Did the whole deck just for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but I can't be there in the
I got
dark.
A special shady spot for you.
That's terrific.
So Dick of Dick and Chumley Construction Company, he's bringing over his smoker, and he's going to do brisket. Huge brisket.
Oh,
I know. We're going to have like brisket sandwiches. And
That's a thing.
The food is delicious at your parties.
Well, you know what it is that in the past I've made everybody bring something.
Yeah.
Like, it's a huge potluck,
like
and then we just do burgers and stuff. But this year, we're going to do the brisket and then have
but
a bunch of salads.
But we can all bring stuff,
sure.
Right?
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll just show up if that's
not. Yeah, I was going to.
I'm not going
to. You don't have to. Don't
Who's
have
gonna
to
show up we'll with five other people?
No, Hooman.
All right.
I'm going to be showing up with an insanely pregnant lady.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
She's going to be.
And I'll try and make watermelon lemonade. I'm very inspired by your whole
Oh, my
thing.
God. It was so good.
I'll get a recipe for it. And I'll
what
try
are we
going to
do for Bryn?
It's his birthday.
We'll have cupcakes and stuff and sing him happy birthday. It's my friend Joe's birthday, too.
Yeah.
It's a big double birthday.
Let's celebrate Joe's birthday.
No.
I'll be easy on the cupcakes, too. I shouldn't, you know.
Yeah, we're going to feed you health food, buddy.
Yeah, I just have salads and water.
I'm going to feed you right out of gout.
Salads and water.
Yeah.
Brisket. Come on, and cupcakes.
Should I bring the uric acid tester?
Yes. Yeah, bring that.
Is there a tester?
Yeah, I just looked it up.
All right.
That's a gout indicator.
Yeah.
Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. 510 says, my daughter worked on the movie Ready Player One and says it's excellent.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
She does have a pony in that race, though, so,
that's true,
you know.
Yeah. Well, but your brother's had ponies in races that he's gone.
Yeah, to me. And then he stopped talking to me because I come right in here and go, oh my God, you guys.
My brother says. He's like, doi. Well, what did he expect?
All right.
I'm so excited.
415 says, what vape pen does Sally use? Juul? J-U-U-L? Is that called Juul? They're a local company that's exploding in business right now.
No, and I don't even know if mine's technically a vape pen. I just use the V2 cigarettes.
Well, they're talking about the thing you're screwing into
Yeah, it's just a little battery pack and little cartridges. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to.
Same thing.
No, it's a whole different...
Separate thing.
Yes, I had to buy a charger and a
On party night, you've got one shirt pocket has your vape pen and the other has your doobie weed hash oil.
I don't have the two-pocket thing going on.
Oh, you don't?
Like I said, I don't really hit that.
Oh, right. You don't do it.
Yeah, weed is legal 30 years too late for me.
Right.
I want to love it. I want to do it, but I just, it's what? Like, eh, just don't.
What'd you say?
No, I know I winked at you earlier, but I really, you know, I've hit it like one time and went, oh, it's just like I remember. I don't need that.
Right.
I'm paranoid.
That's fine.
And then everyone from the dispensaries goes, oh, we've got special blends that'll make you not paranoid. I'm
right.
Like, you know what? You know what I'll do? Not that. I'm fine. Leave me be.
Good cover.
Thank you.
Good morning. When Tony Hawk was just coming into the height of his skateboarding, he volunteered to help raise funds for South Lake Tahoe Skateboard Park. That was the first one built on all donated items, including the land. He's a fantastic person.
Oh.
I have this dream. The skate park that I was talking about,
Del
Mar Skate Park. There was a time, and I don't know why they can now and couldn't then, but the insurance became the thing, and they were closing down. They just couldn't make any money. And they built a putt-putt golf over the most beautiful, perfect skate park of all times. And I just have this vision. I've had it a million times of like an anthropologist with brushes, like sweeping out this perfect skate park and uncovering
Was it like concrete and pools?
Absolutely. And built for skateboarding, not someone's backyard pool, but specifically the keyhole and the square bowl and there's a kidney one and a half pipe. Mm. All this stuff's just under the dirt.
So they just filled it in. They didn't dig it up.
Waiting
to be
uncovered someday.
By you and your team of excavators.
Right. Just showed my little boy a video of Tony Hawk and Andy McDonald doing double. Very... still amazing. Yeah, he's built himself quite the fortune.
Yeah.
I think it was on the skate... I mean, he did well as a pro, but I think he did it in a skateboard game. Like a video game.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's... Yeah.
Madden, lent his name to a thing, and then it takes off, and he's...
Can rest on that.
Right. Sarah, you should get some Body Glide to avoid chafing during your nude workouts. I have some of that if you want to borrow it.
You have Body Glide? What's that?
You rub it on areas that...
Might chafe.
Sure.
Yeah, it's okay. Let me just try it all out.
I have used it in intimate areas, though, so you probably wouldn't want...
Well, I can get my own. I appreciate it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Is it like a roll-on deodorant stick kind of thing?
It is. Exactly right.
No, I'll just... Thank you. But thanks for the tip, Vin, that I know that it works.
Sure. I got mine at Sports Basement.
I just don't need to use yours.
But right, you probably don't. You probably would go, oh, that's what it smells like.
Ew.
Well, you got to imagine, right?
I don't have to.
I'm not fresh out of the shower before I have a run or a workout.
Oh. It's the last stop before a shower.
Man caves don't have desks or beds. That's a spare bedroom, LOL.
I know.
You're right. That is what it is.
Yeah.
You got me there. Sarah, should
we... foosball machine?
Yeah, I don't have any of those things. Oh, my God.
What?
Well, here's a picture that you can describe to the party people.
Oh, I get to describe it?
You get to describe it, yes.
All right. Well, it's... Yuzette eating a hot dog.
A giant one.
She looks hungry.
She does look hungry.
Boy, that really gives me an idea of what things look like. Have you seen this picture?
Yeah. I know exactly where that's from.
Where's
George?
It from? Oh, Jesus, George. That's not
no,
very
George
nice.
Took it. That is from Fairmont, Sonoma. Having lunch at the
there?
Pool.
Oh,
yeah, boy. It's huge. It's delicious.
It looks delicious.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you're really enjoying it.
I very much enjoy
Two
it.
Hands on that hot dog.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do, Sarah.
I didn't
Sarah.
Think to look at
gotta
that
wrangle
and see,
it.
Imagine
mm-hmm.
what that would look like. Oh, you're right. That does. Yep. Now I know. All right.
Do you want me to send you a copy, Vin?
She closes her eyes. Everybody.
Well, you look better with your eyes closed. You know.
Oh.
Oh, I like that better.
Really? That's what you like?
Yep. Look at me cross-eyed, please.
Exactly.
Okay. When I moved to California from Philadelphia, I had to send my tortoise unaccompanied to California. The airline United adopted her and made sure she had a safe trip. And she arrived in San Francisco safe and sound. It was a great experience. I'm sure there are lots of people who are pet lovers that do work very hard to make sure your pet is well cared for. But the story in the paper today and elsewhere is that the Humane Society and others are saying your pets don't want to travel with you despite the idea that they're better and safer with you. They're not safe with you because they're not with you.
Right.
They're in the under part of the plane or elsewhere.
Right.
While you're sitting there having a Bloody Mary.
Sometimes people can get... I've seen pets in the main cabin areas, but that seems pretty rare. Most of the time they make you stow them.
Yeah. Well, people are saying you have to pay extra to get them, to put them in a carrier.
Well, and that was... Right. One of the stories was about a... Never mind. I don't even want to tell it.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
It's not good news. Let's do good news.
Vinny just called weddings fun. So 650.
You did?
Well, he turned his head and almost wanted to barf, but
I did?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't remember this. Tell us more about these fun weddings.
At least Lindsay dropped the weird fake accent, says 707.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. She seemed pretty normal. She's a spokesperson for lawyer.com. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. And she, you know, making hilarious jokes about all her DUIs and former legal problems. When they first called me, I thought, uh-oh.
I'm in trouble.
I must be in trouble.
510 says, Hooman, I'm right there with you with Josh Brolin being in two Marvel movies in the same year.
Yeah.
Love the actor, but it's just weird.
By the way, Sicario 2 is coming out. I was watching the trailer for that. That's going to be incredible.
What was Sicario 1?
It's Benicio del Toro and Josh Brolin, and they're like... The kind of the black ops for the CIA and the FBI, and they...
Oh, is Emily Blunt in that, too?
She was in the first one, but she's not going to be in the second. Right. Benicio del Toro put a gun to her neck and made her sign a bunch of papers.
Boy, that's...
Made her take the fall
for them. Spoiler. All right.
Sorry about that.
408 says, the fire crotch sounds like a 70-year-old Vegas waitress.
Yeah.
You're lucky
I'm
you
Lindsay
missed...
Lohan.
You're lucky you missed app and online dating. A lot of false advertising on those sites.
I don't know. Seems fun. I wouldn't mind trying it.
Yeah, some of those things where you're just the hookup sites where you just swipe. That sounds great.
It's easy.
Sounds like a great idea.
The word genius has lost its last remaining strands of meaning it ever had.
Why? Who'd we call a genius?
I think you were calling Kanye a genius or...
Yeah, I was joking about that.
All right.
You think that Kanye's a genius, Hooman?
Listen,
truly,
outside of his, well, do we consider Jay-Z a genius?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
to me, a genius is a super smart person. I don't.
Well, of music though, in their particular field, it's fair to say there are genius musicians.
I guess.
Which musician is a genius in your mind, Sarah?
Neil Peart or Geddy Lee?
Oh, Rush! You know you get me every time when you talk Rush.
Mm-hmm. You don't get me.
I love.
If they're geniuses, Kanye. Listen, Kanye is his last three albums.
Is Eddie Van Halen a genius?
Yes.
He is?
If we're saying that there are geniuses of music,
genius,
the dude is not a genius by any stretch of the imagination. But on guitar, he is untouchable.
Mm.
So what is Kanye the genius of?
Well,
leather jogging pants?
No, Kanye's early albums were excellent.
They were.
Were they
his
genius?
Last three albums were not genius.
In that genre, I'd say, yeah, they were great.
And if you've ever seen him live, he's so good. He's the only one up there, and it's just so... I wish I would have seen the tour where he had the hovering stage with everybody dancing.
Oh, and when Jesus comes out.
He got stuck on that stage.
Yeah.
This is not genius.
But Bryn and I were, like, pretty close to him during the Vegas thing that he did. What was that thing that... Life is Beautiful.
Life is Beautiful.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Oh, that was fun.
First time I heard him on radio.
Are we going back to Vegas?
I wish.
Vegas is over for us, huh?
Everything's over.
Let's make Vegas. It's not over. We have a brand new company. They're into it.
Susan, are you listening?
Yes, Susan.
Hook it up. We want all our conscience.
All right.
Well, we're going to lunch with her next week, so make a list of demands.
All right. I'll make the list.
Do it.
408. Bend is not cheap anymore because of all the Californians moving there, driving up prices.
No. Wow.
Oregon may not have sales tax, but they have other taxes, and grocery prices are higher, says James. Oregon may not have sales tax, but property tax is 3%.
Oh, boy.
But the average house price is around $300K. Your property tax will be $9K. Listen, homes here are so expensive. That evens out, and the no sales tax is pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have to buy a car any particular year.
And no state income tax? Is that what you were saying?
I don't think so.
Because it's 13% here. Like, wouldn't it be nice to get 13% more in your paycheck? Yes, it would. Thank you, sir.
Texas has no state income tax. So does Florida.
Nevada also doesn't, and New Hampshire maybe doesn't.
There's
either.
A few that become athletes want to go there because mm-hmm. they realize, oh, my money's going to be my money.
Or more of my money, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The feds are going to get their claws into it. Don't you worry about that.
You're right about that, Sarah.
Thank you, Hooman.
What?
Well, she had to say you're right about that to herself earlier because no one said it, so yeah. I said it this time.
Thank you. Oh, my God, you're so great. Thank you.
I'd like 13% more back in my paycheck.
You're right about that.
Vin, I would argue that money not spent on kids by millennials will be spent elsewhere. They have more discretionary bucks to spend on other things like dinner, vacations, and other experiences. The money is just being shifted to other economic sectors. Listen, I just think it's funny that I was Gen X, and believe me, the baby boomers did nothing but talk crap about flannel shirts and holy jeans and the crap music we listened to. It's the same deal.
Yeah, and it will be.
And it cracks
on and
me
on.
Up.
And when the millennials are our age, they'll be whining about the Gen Yuckos.
Right, and you'll look back and have a nice smile over the fact that, boy, it just each generation wants to toot on the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, toot toot, Hooman.
Good news.
Oh.
Good news.
My boobs are hard again.
You
had to listen
ago.
To
yeah,
the last 30 the, today.
Doesn't matter. Never mind. Cops filmed in San Jose a few years ago. They only got one scene from 8 weeks of filming that was good enough to show.
Oh, wow.
San Jose. That's nice, right?
San Jose.
Yeah. God, 8 weeks and one scene, they
yeah.
said?
Yeah.
Dang.
So let's, boy. You know, Santa let's, Rosa.
Yeah, there's the bar.
Only one scene in 8 weeks.
They're going to, so the story was that in Sonoma County and then specifically in Santa Rosa, they're doing 8 weeks in each.
Cool.
So 8 weeks just in the county and then 8 weeks in Santa Rosa, and then it's going to be on Cops, whatever. Hopefully they won't have anything to show.
Or the hooligans and derelicts are
no.
priming the pump right
no,
now.
No.
What can I do to get on TV? Right.
Well, let me start by taking my shirt off. Step one. Yeah. Step
I
two, big bottle
way.
Of Jack.
Morning drinking.
Yeah.
Let that commence.
Mm. Where's my trailer? Let's get out in front of that and hit that with a bat a few times. Let's drag an old washing machine out in front of it.
All right. 408 says, welcome back, Hooman. We missed you yesterday. The show and the secret show weren't the same without you.
Without you, Hooman, what would we do?
It's good to be back, everyone. Thank you.
You have a good day today?
Yeah, I've got some friends in town. I gotta scoot on. I'll wait till the end of the show.
What?
What he means
wait,
is,
like half
the
hour,
second our mic
easy.
Turns
right.
off right now,
he's already standing
right
and has
he's
a door.
Up.
Has a foot out the door.
I've got seven more texts. You're a 925
right,
says.
I can't wait.
Your code word reminds me I used to know a boy named Extra.
Oh,
a not
boy
only
named
is
Extra?
That name different, but Extra was the firstborn, so how the heck did they get Extra?
Who is Extra good?
Please name your daughter something awesome like Ripley or Waverly. Awesome and so you, Vinny. I swear that I think I've pulled out of the naming process.
Just give up. She gets Hassan at the end. And
well, I thought I was me. Like, my turn. She named the first kid. It's my turn. So I'll just do, I got this.
And then
I keep getting suggestions. Oh, what do you think of? I'm like, listen, I got this. Would you back off?
It's Ripley, isn't it?
Well, that's, I already have the name. And she's like, well, what about, well, let's just start a list. I'm like, I don't
need a list. I have the name. It's Ripley.
I got this, okay?
Ripper.
What do you think of? Oh, I got a book. I'm like, okay, you know what? I see how this is going to go. I'm going to end up furious because you're gonna jump. You're gonna jump me. Jump the line. There in the hospital room and go,
I've decided to name her Agnes.
And what am I supposed to do?
Isla and Agnes.
Right. So I hold a few vetoes for sure.
Oh.
I know how to do that too. I boned a girl named that, but you know, if you want
Ooh,
to.
That's
going to remind me of her all the time. It's a good lay. Good lay.
Yeah. We'd love to call her that. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, what's happening tonight?
Oh, Survivor's on.
Oh, Survivor. Ooh. Awesome.
I'm ready.
Are you watching
no.
it or what? So
no.
that's it. You're just...
I watched that one or two episodes, and that's good enough. I'm good. I'll just live vicariously just gets... through you guys.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you love
ask
it.
Ask the questions.
Boy, I can't wait to talk about it tomorrow and have everybody else in the room rolling their eyes.
That's
no,
always fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Really makes for a great show.
But just laser. We'll laser
you
focus
talk about the
on
Housewives?
Each other. Yeah, I know.
How about you, Vinny?
You watch some crappy shows, too.
I watched tons of crappy
and
shows.
And you haven't done a reality roundup in a while.
I know.
You got to do one. Like, next time something big happens on one of those shows, you got to, like...
Something big
it.
Happens every time, Sarah.
It looks like Ella loves hot dogs, too.
She does seem to be looking longingly at the hot dog
oh,
you're not sharing
she,
with her.
Let me see.
She's in your lap.
I didn't realize she was...
She's on your lap, and she's looking oh, right yeah. up. She's got a straight-up view.
That
it's
looks delicious.
A porn angle there.
Yeah, yes.
I love my dogs.
Right. All of them. Mm-hmm. All the
did
kinds.
She, in
all
fact,
three
get
of them.
A bite of this hot dog?
I'm sure she did.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Not too much, though. I don't like to give her too much people food.
Yeah. It's not good for her constitution.
Yeah.
Plus, you don't want her to get fat.
Yeah. I don't want her to go, good news.
You know, we podcast this show every day.
You got to go way back to
you
got
to go
joke.
Back to today's Lost 30 to hear the reference, but it might
it's
be
very
worth
funny,
it.
Though.
It
it's totally
funny.
Worth it.
Yeah. Good news, Dad. All right, so please be careful out there. Yuzi, be careful driving.
I will.
Yep. Oh, man, did it's... you notice all the lanes closed down Embarcadero just getting out of here yesterday?
There was only one lane closed. One lane closed when I split. And it's that normal right one going south.
Right in front of the stadium.
Yes.
There was another one earlier in the adventure, but okay. Mm. Yeah, it's...
Well,
yay!
Well,
yeah.
off
city.
To your adventure. Right. There you go, guys.
Hooray.
All right, stick around. Alice is open all day, and we still have, I think, 8K left to do today. There's eight more chances
out
to
of
win
our
$12,000. That's right, every single day, 12K a day. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. And it's Thursday.
Thank you.
It's Thursday.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to tease
you. I'm so sorry. Tomorrow I'll say it.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.